The subprime loan is back, but not for buying a house. Financial institutions are increasingly willing to lend large amounts of money to people with poor credit so long as they're buying a car. Here's Lisa Chow of NPR's Planet Money team.
Catrice Poole is 32. She's a single mom. She makes just over $14 an hour working in food services at a university in Rochester, New York. In 2005, her car was repossessed because she started missing payments. In 2011, when she went to buy a brand new Mitsubishi,
went for the paperwork out, and he was like, I got approved.
Were you surprised that you got approved?
Yeah, I was like, wow, okay.
In fact, Poole had been targeted by the dealership. They had sent her direct mail saying they had loans for people like her.
I wasn't even looking for a new car. I was going to keep that car. But I started having problems with the truck in 2011. Then I seen Marina Dodge send me a letter saying that I can get a brand new car. So I went out there and took the letter, and it was like, yeah, we can help you.
We find that direct mail works well for us here in Ozone Park, Queens.
Anthony Panarella has sent a lot of letters like the one Poole received. He manages a Nissan dealership in a different part of New York. He targets borrowers with a decent income, at least $30,000 a year, but poor credit.
We just had a customer that came in the other day that had a 5-10 score with two repossessions, and we put him in a brand new Nissan Versa. The guy was happy as hell.
So why is Panarella so eager to attract borrowers like this? There are a couple reasons. He can get a high interest rate on these loans, up to 25%. Default rates on car loans are pretty low. People need their cars to get to work, so they'll do everything they can to make the payments. And even when people do default, Panarella can take the car and auction it off. And it turns out, because there's a lot of demand for used cars right now and little supply, prices are good. Panarella says he repossessed a car about a year and a half ago.
The car made positive $3,000 at the auction, on top of what this man paid for, on top of what the car cost us. So
you actually made money off of the repo?
Yes, absolutely.
A final factor driving up subprime loans and autos, Panarella doesn't have to hold the loans themselves. He can originate them, package them, and sell them onto Wall Street. Panarella says when he put the word out to Wall Street that he had a portfolio full of subprime auto loans to sell with an average interest rate of 17.5% and few defaults,
the phone was ringing off the hook. We sold two portfolios already to Wall Street. And yeah, I mean, I'm seeing more and more Wall Street activity coming into auto lending.
To the officials at the Federal Reserve trying to fix the economy, this is what they're hoping for. By driving interest rates so low, they're hoping to encourage financial institutions to lend more freely. Carl Brower is a senior director at Kelley Blue Book. He says that's one reason you're seeing all this activity in auto lending.
There's a lot of new and non-traditional financial institutions out there that are coming in that can come up with ways to lend money or to package these loans all together into kind of an investment portfolio. And so people are doing that. Now, that might sound familiar because this is what they were doing with home loans up until about 6 years ago.
But Brower says he's not too worried about bad car loans bringing down the global economy. They're a tenth of the size of the mortgage market in the U.S. And during the recession, they performed relatively well. But what about the people who take out these high-interest loans? I put the question to Poole, our car buyer. The subprime auto loan, is it a good thing or bad thing?
I think that's a good thing. I think everybody needs a chance to start over and build their credit up, even if you have a repossession or anything.
Even if it's a high-interest loan?
Yeah, because how else are you going to get a car?
Credit experts would say there should be cheaper ways. In fact, Poole's credit union helped refinance her original subprime loan, cutting her interest rate in half. It's possible that as more firms fight to lend money to people like Poole, interest rates will fall. And Anthony Panarella, the car dealer, says that's already starting to happen. Lisa Chow, NPR News.